This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Mark Dice is joining us in the next hour. This hour, you've got a very special guest. He's going to be in studio, Katie Hopkins. KT Hopkins on Twitter, HopkinsWorld.com. And then I've just got, you've got to stay tuned for this broadcast, and you've got it later when we upload it to InfoWars.com, the audio and the video. You've got to get it out to people. Because I haven't even gotten into the news yet. It is what's happening in Israel, and they're already at war with Hezbollah. We've got the total election fraud continuing a week later. Democrats are just stealing everything. Any close races. All the fake ballots they need are being produced. They're even getting caught. That doesn't matter. It's just, it's all happening. Gentlemen, how do you see this all ending? Because Trump finally gets the fact that the globalists don't want prosperity. They want to destroy him. And that he's been lied to by a bunch of double-dealing cowards. He's about to remove them. The Russia thing's a total fraud, but the Democrats don't seem to care. The deep state doesn't seem to care. So the immovable object, unstoppable force, what's going to happen here?
Well, Alex, I can't really say. I do know that they're trying to destroy me financially. They're trying to drive my family to bankruptcy because I refuse to fold. I am not going to plead guilty to some bogus crime, particularly perjury, that I am not guilty of. I've committed no offense in connection with the 2016 election. I'm being persecuted because I appear on InfoWars. I'm being persecuted because I supported Donald Trump for president. I'm being persecuted because I was effective in the defeat of Hillary Clinton. This is, as the president says, a witch hunt. And I think Mr. Mueller is running out of time. And he now has oversight from a real attorney general who's committed to the rule of law. Beyond that, I can't speculate.
What should Trump do right now? Because I know the governor a week, 5 days ago in Florida, ordered them to impound the ballots. They're not doing that. They're just showing up with more totally illegally.
Well, you've got several things going on at once. First of all, we have a recount on, but if any county fails to complete the recount, which is an arduous process, by the deadline, then the numbers they reported on election night stand. That would appear to benefit the Republicans. Yet in Broward County, specifically, votes that have been disallowed by the election board as not valid are now being counted. And Republican observers are being denied access to the recount process in violation of the state sunshine law. So this is up for grabs. The real hero here is Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi, who has directed the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Secretary of State to investigate those two infractions that I just mentioned.
Tyler, put a cherry on top of the situation for us.
I think the Democrats' securing of the House of Representatives will prove to ensure Donald Trump's reelection as president in 2020. I think they will lose seats and there will be a reversal because people will see that they stand for nothing, that all they're interested in doing is basically hatred and street violence and endorsing and abetting essentially sedition and the types of un-American activities that I think the bulk of America, the bulk of Americans, regardless of this election results, do not support and will not support and will not very long tolerate in this country. And I think that we will see our own forces continue to expand and grow as the Democrats launch their, you know, whatever you want to call it, investigation-orama, where they don't stand for anything except literally just constantly hounding the man in charge, the man in the arena. And I think Donald Trump, if he's able to keep his cool and not get too wrapped up in the attempts of people like Adam Schiff and these other little henpecking nothings who, you know, and future President Eric Swalwell, right, yeah, sure. If he maintains his cool and we all continue to plow forward, I think we're going to see victory in 2020 and beyond. And the Democrats are going to collapse into oblivion where they belong.
That's right. And, you know, just like your ancestor, Richard Nixon, should have gone on the offense earlier, Trump must go on the offense now or they are going to destroy him because he is for this country and he is delivering. And they are literally enemies of this country and work for the globalists and hate America. That is their official policy. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be back with Katie Hopkins and more. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Katie Hopkins, syndicated radio host, TV host. They have government-funded plays in the U.K. calling for her murder. She's going to be in studio with us about 5 minutes to the next hour. Then Mark Dice is going to be with us as well. He's got a new book out and a lot of other big developments. Very excited about that. And then PJW from England, always a heavy hitter. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone today. Everything is coming to a head. You just joined us. There is a huge One News America Network, OAN, One American News Network video, special report where they got in to the Justice Department or showed the documents that Trump talked about a month ago. No evidence of Russia collusion. Mueller's investigation is coming to an end, but they want some fake indictments for perjury. That is huge. That is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Trump is pointing out the Democrats are trying to implode the economy, working as hard as they can, saying they're going to bring back the regulations that brought the jobs back. And so Trump's right when he says they're the ones killing the economy. Stock market, you know, plunged last week and yesterday it's come back up some because they're saying they want to hurt the economy to hurt Trump. I mean, Democrats say it on the news. Bill Maher says it. It's just true sabotage against the nation. And then I'm going to read from the Constitution because the Democrats are now filing suits and saying that Trump can't fire an attorney general and then bring in one for confirmation when it's in the Constitution. So next level disinfo. The Pope's come out and said stop investigations into pedophilia and don't have a vote by the cardinals to call for it. Cover it up because he is up to his eyeballs in it. Vatican orders U.S. bishops to postpone crucial vote on sexual abuse claims. It's totally public. It's admitted. It is unbelievable. Some of it including satanic rituals, just like we've seen this pop up over and over and over and over again. CNN, as we told you days ago, has now sued President Trump and his top aides, saying you can't kick them out of the White House. They lobbied to have our press credentials pulled, which was done a year and a half ago. I mean, they are just monsters. They are monsters. They are unbelievable. They call for deplatforming, banning all conservatives, not letting conservatives have political advertising, and then they're going to have hearings in 2 months when they get into office in January, and they've said publicly that they're going to have hearings on the attack on the First Amendment when it's Obama that sent hundreds of journalists and whistleblowers to prison, and Trump has done no such thing. These people are monsters, and they are murdering the truth big time, just like they're stealing the election, endangering our republic. There's a very important report on InfoWars.com by Harrison Smith, what's happening in Florida threatens to collapse our republic. The Democrats have gotten away with so much, they're stealing it all over the nation. You thought the election ended a week ago? They're taking more and more House seats, Senate seats, gubernatorial seats, everywhere. Last night in Arizona, clear fraud. We are dealing with criminals making their move. America has not rejected Trump. The Democrats are involved in massive fraud to the next level to block it. We're going to air this special report by John Bound dealing with the global treason. Our media, this globalist media, says it's treason if Trump says a nation exists. Macron says the same thing now while he establishes an EU army to not let nation states leave who never voted to enter it. They're even threatening an EU army against the UK with Brexit. Wow, these really are incredible times we're living in. It's all happening in front of us. So here's John Bound's report. We'll come back with Katie Hopkins in studio. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
It can be a difficult dilemma explaining where you stand as an American. The rampant betrayal has driven many away from a Congress with what is better described as a high disapproval rating. So when President Trump echoed the core beliefs of a majority of Americans,
as President of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
Well, you say nationalism. I actually call it nationism. Okay. We believe in the nation state. That is the unit we identify with. That is what we feel part of. That is what we cheer for in the Olympics. And if necessary, that is what we're prepared to fight for. It embodies our values, our families, our communities, our heritage, our identity.
A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much. And you know what? We can't have that. You know, they have a word. It sort of became old-fashioned. It's called a nationalist. And I say, really, we're not supposed to use that word. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist, okay?
It's obvious that nationalism seemed a simple explanation for where most Americans stand against the creeping tide of globalism. Protection of our values, security, and future against the efforts of international bankers and world government. However, the conniving mainstream media saw yet another opportunity to smear the president and anyone that agrees with him.
Shocking. It is. We have a president who calls himself a nationalist. Nationalist, a loaded word for a lot of people. But the president dismissed any concern about it, and sitting at his desk in the Oval Office, defended the new label he is using for himself.
I love our country, and our country has taken second fiddle.
There is a concern that you are sending coded language or a dog whistle to some Americans out there that what you really mean is that you're a white nationalist.
I've never even heard that. I cannot imagine that. You mean I'm a nationalist? No, I never heard that theory about being a nationalist.
So now the Trump campaign has disavowed William Johnson and the white nationalist party that he runs. But that has not stopped William Johnson from remaining a big-time fan of Donald Trump.
President Trump has a ton of support from white nationalists, and that's a very different thing. Merriam-Webster's definition defines a white nationalist as one of a group of militant whites who espouse white supremacy and advocate enforced racial segregation.
Even in Los Angeles, where white nationalist William Johnson was elated with President Trump's press conference.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
He is the most honest president since George Washington and the cherry tree.
On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists. Now people are also saying
that the president... It's such a racist
There
question.
Are some people that say that now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric. What do you make of that?
I don't believe it. I don't know. Why do I have my highest poll numbers ever with African Americans? Why do I have among the highest poll numbers? Honestly, I mean, I know you have it written down and you're going to tell me. Let me tell you, it's a racist question.
They're assaulting reality. We pay taxes. It's our nation. We have a system. We're proud of it. We project our power globally. They go, no. You can't have a country. You got to come in and take this over right now. Well, who's taking it over? The IMF, the World Bank, the UN? The UN Human Rights Commission run by Saudi Arabia and China? It's like having Hitler run your local synagogue.
And as populism becomes increasingly under attack, it came as no surprise that French President Macron, mouthpiece of the globalists, chose to sour the commemoration of the Armistice Day centennial observance in Paris with propaganda. Macron stated, "Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. In saying our interests first, whatever happens to the others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is most important, its moral values." But Macron didn't even bother to look up nationalism. Nationalism is described as a patriotic feeling. An extreme form of this is especially marked by a feeling of superiority over other countries. Nationalism advocates political independence for a particular country. So nationalism on its face is simply the opposite of globalism, not the opposite of patriotism. There is no betrayal by American citizens here, but the desperation infused in the propaganda of the globalists knows no limits, twisting the meaning of words and reality on an international stage. And this is a very dangerous...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Excited to have Katie Hopkins in studio with us. She's also going to be on the War Room today, and I'm going to be interviewed for her show. She has HopkinsWorld.com. She also does reporting for Fox News. She, of course, has been a big popular writer for major British newspapers, with some of her videos getting tens of millions of views. That's why she's become so fired, just like InfoWars. If you're popular and you're not saying what they want to hear, you're standing up for sovereignty and capitalism, and you don't want, you know, Islamic acid attacks or grooming of kidnapped little girls, well, you're bad. You've got to be taken off the air. But now she's come to America. But who knows how long we'll have free speech here as well. So, Katie Hopkins, you were during the break, you were really saying some incredibly important things, the way you were tying it together. So it's good to have you here. And please do it again.
Thank you very much indeed. It's really good to be here. And it's really good to be here in studio with you as well. We've talked a number of times, but it's good to finally meet a lot of the team members as well. But one of the things that's really striking for me, I've been out in LA for the last week or so with the midterms. One of the things that's really striking for me is the way that here in the States now, you know, the watching democracy be overturned. So in Florida, the surprising result in Arizona, watching people overturn what seems to be a Democratic vote, and how that ties in with Brexit, where 17.4 million people voted for something that probably we'll never see either. And it's kind of this idea of what do people expect? They scrap the idea of the true family. They remove your true identity of your country by flooding it with people from another place. And then they tell you to vote. You vote. And then they tell you your vote doesn't count, or your vote doesn't matter, or they just found some more ballots. So funnily enough, you're not getting the guy that you voted for. You know, at what point do they expect people to still be able to believe in a system or the country they belong to? You know, we're trashing so much of what structures our lives and makes our lives feel like they have worth and value.
And it's a global system. We have our controlled media saying Trump's evil. You can't say we're a nation. A nation existing is bad. You can't even have borders. It's bad. Macron comes out and says it when it was the Vichy French that signed on to Hitler and the original EU plan. And here he is, this traitor, saying that the Brits are bad or the UK is bad for wanting to get out of something you never voted to get into. You voted 3 years ago to leave, and they won't let you leave. And then magically it's happening here again. So the truth is, the people are rejecting globalism and tyranny, but it's become a tyranny. So let's walk through some of the parallels there, because we're dealing, whether it's the UK or whether it's Brazil or whether it's the US, all of us are trying to get self-determination back from the modern corporate colonialism that's globalism.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things we see every time, so if I think about Brexit, you know, we had the Brexit vote, Leave won. People like myself, you know, it was the best day ever, the 23rd of June 2016, the best night, because we had our voices heard for the first time. You know, this lovely country I come from, a place called the rest of the UK, you know, the UK is divided into two places. There's London, and there's this other great place called the rest of the UK. We had our voices heard for once, and we celebrated. And ever since that night, ever since that win, it's been a court case to try and stop Brexit. It's been why we need to have another vote. There's this huge campaign called the People's Vote, which is a second referendum. And we've already voted once, but they want us to vote again because we came up with the wrong answer. And watching this unfold in in Florida as well, where these ballot boxes, provisional ballots, are turning up at.
And it's a famous county that tries to steal any close election statewide.
Yeah, of course. And it's unbelievable that somebody who's already been found guilty of election fraud is still there running this thing. It's unbelievable. You have people trying to cover up for election boxes, ballot boxes turning up, you know, at airports in the back of cars by calling it a bomb. I mean, it's a craziness. It's a madness that we're suffering from. And it strikes me that America was always, you know, we all hold America up as this kind of, because you have the Constitution, we hold you up as this ambassador of democracy, this the leader of the free world. Well, our societal contract is based on this idea that we have law and order.
And it's being broken.
We comply to it because we have our vote. You want to take away my vote. Why am I now societally contracted into to obey law and order? You know, we are really messing with the system here.
And let's talk about that, because it's like you read my mind. I was literally about to say the social contract is broken, and then you said it, because it's prima facie. We're not reading each other's minds. It's the truth. We're seeing the same thing. And we've done our research. But if you look at what they're doing, clearly there's election fraud. The Democrats are saying, let illegal aliens vote. We're catching them all over Texas, all over the country, voting in the names of dead people. Project Veritas gets the undercover video of all this. And then they say, oh, the Trump election is illegitimate. The Russians did it with no proof. We have them violating and stealing elections with total proof, but they say it's illegitimate and fascist and dangerous that Trump is saying there's clearly fraud. This is upside down world. There's not even congruency that they're saying it's good to challenge elections with no proof, but with total proof, it's bad.
And there's another thing as well. So not only do I see the parallels stretching from Western Europe or Britain to America in terms of the overturning of a popular vote, as it appears to be happening in Florida. Certainly, I believe it's happened in Arizona personally.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the incongruency between the numbers. But I think the other thing that's really alarming to me as an outsider, it's the reason I spend so much time here in America, is watching people vote according to religion. So for the first time, you've had two Muslim females elected, and they're going to Congress.
And explain that. Oh, great. You know, but they always vote as a block, and then that's why they're so key.
Yeah, and that's the parallel that I would draw. So we're a long way down that, you know, the UK has fallen. We're a long way down the dark path to some kind of holy hell.
First they take your identity, then they bring in a absolute tyrannical system that votes monolithically. There's no way you can stand against it.
Well, I think, you know, there's a sort of the stages, you can easily see them mapped out. So what you do is you flood an area with a monoculture, the Muslim population. You'll see houses change. They used to have a single doorbell, and now they have four or five doorbells because they become multiple occupancy homes. So you've got five families where there used to be one, and that one family leave because they don't know where they are anymore because they're surrounded by a different culture. Once you have a Muslim population, they vote according to religion because religion is the number one thing in their lives.
And that means they vote how their political imam tells them.
Correct. So you have a political imam. You see those mosques building up where, of course, political Islam is pushed. And then you will see the baton being handed over from one Muslim to another. So it's a new kind of, you know, in our country, we used to have this kind of generational, this aristocracy that used to pass down, whether that was right or wrong. That's how power was passed.
You traded one out that gave us the Magna Carta and gave us the Renaissance with one that gave us sex slavery and mass death.
You have a new kind of succession planning going on right here in America, in Minnesota, in Michigan. I've spent a lot of time there trying to warn people. But once you start passing that baton from one Muslim leader to another, which you've done with Keith Ellison, straight over to the next one who married, potentially, allegedly married her brother.
And we're going to come back about this because this is key. They're totally monotheistic, a monoculture, let no one else in. And that's good and liberal. But everything Christian or Western, just the idea of liking the West and it works well, even if you're not a Christian, that's supposed to be thrown down the rat hole into the garbage. This is totally sick and it's totally planned. Kenny Hopkins is on fire in studio. Spread the live links and tell folks about local stations to get around the censors. It's a mission.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't
Don't let life weigh you down. Tappies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Tappies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Tappies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Tappies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Tappies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm watching the midterms, man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want a Trump? You want a Trump? Oh, we did.
Who's the president?
Syria supports
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, Katie Hopkins of Hopkins World, Fox News contributor. They have government-sponsored plays in the UK calling for her death, called the assassination of Katie Hopkins. This is par for the course for these people. It's like they called for violence here and then said that we're calling for violence. So they said that President Trump is attacking the press when he points out they're lying about him. And then they're calling for me to be taken off the air and lobbying successfully to do it on over 100 platforms. And now they want our banking. Now they want our software. Now they're contacting the software we use for the websites and saying, revoke the right to software, to contract. This is war. Katie Hopkins was getting into the globalist plan, the admitted UN plan to flood Europe with incompatible monoculture of Islam, where they literally sell women into sex slavery in North Africa now, aiding the collapse of North Africa and the Middle East with the Arab Spring, to then flood the borders of Europe, to then bring in an internal group. You're getting into to the voting, the new Islamic aristocracy, the two Islamic women, even though in their own countries they don't do that, being elected to Congress, flying their Palestinian flags at their victory events.
One of them is a daughter of Palestinians, and when she was elected to Congress as the first Muslim to be elected to Congress, you know, what flag was it that she got out, and what flag was it that she decided to fly first? Of course, the Palestinian flag, and people celebrate because they say, wow, isn't it fantastic? We've got another Muslim woman going to Congress. But for me, of course, those are where the warning bells, well, they're not just ringing, the whole system. I know this system. I've lived it in the UK. You have a Muslim in power. Suddenly the Muslim population of that area, which is a dense and a monoculture right there with mosques that facilitate them, you have them voting according to their religion. What happens next, of course, is that police start turning a blind eye. You have no-go zones where police actively don't patrol, where black money starts to flow in through unregistered mosques. I've seen it happen on the street.
Well, that, I mean, everybody knows that they have, in the Islamic culture, sex slavery. And they call it a harem, but it's kidnapped women, it's kidnapped children. And this is the process. And Islam is only 1,400 years old, and there are countries that were free, now they're Islamic, like Turkey was the Eastern Christian Empire. It's gone now. Yeah, and it's a new invasion force. So there's the House of Islam, and there's the House of War outside of it.
There's that, but I think there's also, it's far more sophisticated than that. You know, I don't really focus
cultural war
so much on the female element, though clearly that is abhorrent. But when you watch them on the streets of Belgium, you know, there's the garages, the car washes, there's the unofficial mosques, and then there's these reception places where they pretend to host things, but actually it's a way of laundering money. The movement of drugs and weapons and money through those areas which are controlled by the Muslims, where police no longer patrol because the imams control who can patrol.
Oh, ambulances and mail won't even get delivered in Sweden and Germany.
Yeah, precisely my point is that the takeover is far more sinister and far more.
It's a takeover of the entire society, the culture, and they're lawless because everyone outside of their culture is the enemy.
Right, and where you end up with is in Belgium you have the Islam Party, and that's what you will see in years from now in Minnesota, in Michigan. There will be the establishment of the Islam Party, and in Belgium they have two candidates that were elected, and their policies were segregation on transport, and their policies were compulsory headscarves for all. That's the route that Michigan and Minnesota are headed down, and that's the route that the Democrats seem to be applauding, and as an outsider and as a Brit, I find it truly alarming.
And to watch the left, the name of diversity, bring in something that's the opposite of diversity as a total mono-tyranny, it's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, and you always hope that at some point the lizard if I think of Democrats, which I prefer to as lizards, you hope one day that they'll spin so fast that the head will eat the tail, you know, and they'll die from blood loss to the head. And when I think of examples of this, I think of the trans movement, where we just had the World Track Cycling Championship won by a trans woman who's obviously a former male. And now we're going to get to the point where women, I think you had it in Connecticut, the state championships too, two of those races, the 100 and 200.
And let's be clear. These people still have their testicles.
Yeah.
I mean, these are men, and they have twice the strength, bigger bones, more blood, less fat. I mean, men and women are different.
It'd be smaller, like, brains, say, though, smaller brains.
Well, sure, and we don't have a uterus. So there's a big difference. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, this is a big...
Yes. This
he's not going to compete against Lance Armstrong. Oh, but when Lance Armstrong enhances his maleness to win, that's called cheating.
But
so when this guy goes up against girls...
Alex, you've got to point out that the lady in the middle is called Rachel. So just for your viewers to be clear, that's called... That lady in the middle is called Rachel.
And one of the women, second place, now says she's mad and she was cheated, but then they got mad at her, so she apologized. So
she wrote back, yeah, on that. But we're now at the point, of course, where you have to say, well, the big thing for the liberals or the Democrats was women are equal, women are all equal. Well, okay, but how are we equal now if we can't compete? How are we equal if we can't run as fast? How are we equal if men are against us? How is that? You know,
but this is total mental illness.
Yeah,
it's like in the UK where the guy with a big beard comes in and the nurse said a huge, you know, male genitals, and he's got, and he gets up and says, check my cervix. And then she won't go, okay, let me, he doesn't have a cervix. And so what, she got suspended.
Yeah, and we have that with waxing parlors too. We have a trans individual in Europe who is suing waxing parlors because they wouldn't wax him as a female.
And they're trying to say, let adult men who say they're women shower with young girls because they'll be the girl's coach. Well, let she's a woman. No, she's not. And Chris Cuomo said it's bigoted if you don't want your 12-year-old daughter to see a woman's penis.
I think
now, see, that's 2 + 2 = whatever. That's mental illness. A woman's genitals.
It's true. And we have men now that identify as women who are now being put in prisons with our female population because they now identify as a woman. And then we had a newspaper report recently where the women in the prison were violated by the other lady's penis. And that was actually written in a newspaper.
Let's be clear. A woman raped another woman with her penis.
That's absolutely
correct. This is a family show. This is what they're teaching your five-year-olds right now. Total mental illness. But this is societal sabotage. You know, Tavistock Institute cooked all this up. You know about that.
Yes, of course. And my, you know, you see, so you hope they'll get to the point where even they have to go, hold on, we've gone a bit too far with this now. The point that women can't compete in a race anymore because men are in the race and that's not good. But they still don't wake up to it. It's almost like they carry on building on the madness to the point they still can't compete.
It's the emperor's new clothes. Once they get you, like Hitler did, to sign on to something really bad, once you've signed on to it, you'll just keep by approximation.
And you know the other thing, Alex, even though I would say that, look, you chop the legs off a cat, it doesn't become a slug, right? Like the analogy goes. But I don't even mind if you, Alex, want to be Alexandra for the rest of your life. I don't care if you want to be
I don't hate those people, but it's when you use it against kids.
Yeah, well, if you tell me I have to believe that you're now Alexandra, I don't mind if you want to be, you know, Vera, the Vietnamese guy who's...
I could be a beautiful, ornate building.
I don't mind.
I could be a beautiful, ornate building.
Don't ask me to believe it.
Yeah, I can believe 2 + 2 = 10, but you're saying, no, I'm not going to believe that. Well, Katie Hopkins, you're a bigot. Because 2 + 2 = 10, I'm a beautiful, golden, ornate building. As a Google exec, makes his employees call him that. I'm a...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. There's this man, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my roots. None of them along the line.
We are being conquered by mega corporations that have looked at the demographics of 6+ billion people in the third world, and they're using them as weapons. And then Macron is repeating the EU project that literally was launched by the Nazis. The French military stood down under orders by their generals, who then moved down to Vichy, France, and ran things. I think Marshal Tito or whatever his name was. And now they're repeating it. Macron is saying, you know, you need to be open. You need to blah, 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 to be looted by the globalists, who people like Bono pays less than 1% of the money he raises for Africa to it. These are all monsters. The EU bureaucrats don't pay taxes. And now they're telling the UK that never voted to be in the EU that they have to stay. And what about this EU army and just the arrogance? And Macron saying, Nationalism is the opposite of patriotism. That's saying white is the opposite of white. Red is the opposite of red. Hillary Clinton's in great shape. It's crazy.
Yeah, and some background on Macron, I think, is helpful because he sort of disappeared from nowhere and people just went, okay, he's the leader of France. I'll accept that. But actually, people need to really question Macron and his background. He's actually part of the intellectual elite, the establishment. He wormed his way to the position he's in.
Well, let's say it. He was a pedophilic sex toy of the establishment. And that's on record. And look, Emmanuel Macron's Rothschild years make him an easy election target. Financial Times.
Yes. So
they know Macron. He's a special puppet to the point of literally shoving their arm in him and puppeting him.
That's a strong way to put it, Mr. Jones, but I do think that Macron is a slime. You know, he has come from inside the very system that he pretends that he's against. Secondly, yes, he did marry his drama teacher, who's like 50 years older than him, and they were together at school when he was just a boy. And there is this, really, when you see them together away from the cameras, she is a very old, I mean, I'm quite an old lady, but she's a properly old lady, and it's a very, very weird relationship, and that tells you something about him. Also, he wears sparkly nail polish, not saying anything about that, but
the issue is that he is a, I mean, it's come out in the news. He's been a sex toy since he was 13 or 14 of these elite parties she would take him to. And that's how he went right to the top.
All the way up, as it were. And the other thing is I was there when he was elected because obviously I was in France to champion Marine Le Pen and champion the patriotic movement that was behind Marine Le Pen. And actually, there was a slim chance at one point that she might actually pull it off.
And she's in the lead again.
I know, it's just so exciting. I'm very excited.
We'll talk about that. She's a smart lady.
But when he walked up to the stage, which was all set out for him to celebrate, as people like myself walked in, we were given T-shirts to wear with him on them. We were given T-shirts to wear.
This is him with the big black pyramid behind it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was all, the staging was huge.
Yeah, show Macron's inauguration, a big black pyramid with a flashing red light behind him.
As he walked up to the stage, he walked up to the EU anthem. He did not walk up to the French national anthem, and all of Marine Le Pen's stuff was the flying of the flag. He walked up to the EU national anthem.
And why are the French buying into literally having their noses rubbed in? Is it a form of cuckolding?
It's so weird. You know, so many voters are so, it drives me crazy. They're so lazy. They look at a picture and they go, oh, does he look nice? Oh, yeah, he looks quite nice. Would I have a drink with him? Oh, yeah, I'd have a drink with him. And then they think, oh, I wouldn't have a drink with Marine Le Pen. And so they vote for him. He is such a slime and such a cheese ball, and yet he has no authenticity, and you can see it. You can see how shallow he is. You can see it when you look at him, I think. But when I saw him, he's so unimpressive, whereas Marine Le Pen's support is so deep, is so authentic, is so grounded, and she's been in this for such a long time, and her partnered with Salvini from Italy is just a glorious
What does that do to the globalists that from Brazil to Italy, everywhere where you get a vote, people say, yeah, we don't want to be run by some, you know, shadowy group who we don't even know who they are.
It's so exciting. So there's a part of me coming from Western Europe, coming from the UK, that is so, it's like standing in a cold shower. Like, I just have to endure it. A bit like you have to endure the treatment you receive for InfoWars. You know, it's an endurance struggle that we're part of here. We're all in for the fight. But when you see these movements, I was in Germany for the most recent elections where Merkel ended up having to stand down, where the AfD were triumphant, where the leader of the Greens has just said that the horde of invading migrants was one of the worst mistakes we've made in history. And that's from the Green Party leader. And when you see Salvini so resurgent and you see Marine Le Pen coming back on form, there is something so exciting going on. And Poland, if you saw the parade in Poland for Independence Day, 250,000 people, and people like me.
Well, they get it because they've been overrun by Hitler. They've been overrun by the Russians. They've been overrun by the Islamists. They have it in their DNA that they've been overrun a bunch.
So brilliant. And so I interviewed the leader of the Law and Order Party. You know, it's the safest place in Europe to be a woman. It's the place in Europe where they've never had a terrorist attack in Poland. And that day, after 250,000 people marched in the street, people took pictures of the street. They were immaculate. Nothing damaged, nothing burnt, nothing spoiled, no vehicles damaged. Respectful Christian culture. They will be the Israel for the Christian culture. They will be.
Well, you've got Germans and others fleeing to Eastern Europe now because the West is so dead in the West.
Yeah.
that we're now refinding what's left of the West in the East.
Of course, Israel will be the home for the Jewish people who are persecuted, being persecuted right now as we speak by rockets from Hamas.
Oh, if the globalists win and America's overtaken, I will have to go with my family 10, 15, 20 years from now to whatever redoubt or refuge there is for Christians.
Yeah, and there will be this sense. We see it in South Africa. The South African whites, there's only, they say there's only 2 more years that we will have whites in South Africa. They are pulling back to a defendable territory. They are prepared to make a last stand. They talk of dying in their boots. And we will do the same. We will pull back to a last stand, a defendable territory. And I think that would be Poland, Hungary, Eastern Europe.
And let's be clear, then all the civilization will collapse. It's not even the minorities that want this in the West. Islam does want to take over. It's our own globalist elites that come out of the West that want to sacrifice the West because the idea of freedom threatens them. They're literally betting that they can defeat freedom. This is World War IV.
It is, and it is, I think, not widely acknowledged or not acknowledged enough that it's equally profitable to manage the decline of a country. People always say, why does Britain let it
consolidate?
It's easier and more profitable to manage the decline of the country and take the money from the Saudis for another mosque than it is to try and defend or robustly.
Yeah, there's a bunch of weaklings and sellouts that only care about now. But above that, there's the really evil globalist and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Soros of the world who said he wants to overthrow Israel. I mean, there are these people that really want to destroy anything that's ancient Judaic or ancient Christian. They're threatened by it.
Absolutely. And that's why we've seen in the Outer Hebrides, which I was just looking for a map, but off the coast of Scotland. So the furthest northerly point of Scotland, the most far north that you can go, the islands off the coast of Scotland. So literally the middle of nowhere, a new mega mosque has just been planned for one of those islands.
These are planted flags. These are like alien motherships landing and disgorging their troops.
Mm, and that was known as the sort of Catholic heartland. That was known as the place where Christianity was sort of...
And this current Pope says don't investigate pedophilia in the U.S. Shut down investigations. He ordered him today, or last night, to do that. And he's the one saying open Europe up. He gets nauseated, close quote, when he hears about our Christian roots in Europe. What's going on with this guy?
Yeah, the Pope's a crazy individual, and it really concerns me. I see it with the Pope. I see it with a number of rabbis that come from the left side of the equation, rabbis who know that actually, and I'm such a supporter of Israel and the rights of Jews to have a homeland, and yet there are these rabbis in Western Europe that encourage the Muslims to come because they believe...
And let's be clear, how many times did the Muslims get to the gates of the Vatican and sack Rome, but the Vatican's 100-foot walls stopped them? And he's literally trying to kill what's left of Christendom.
I think so. And I think one of the interesting things about being minorities is that in South Africa, if I think of the white farmers, even when they're a minority, they're only a tiny percentage of the population. They still don't gain any rights.
You know, the Vatican will end up being a mosque, just like the Blue Mosque was formerly the big church in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. Interrupt is what you do, Paddy. No,
I'm famous for it.
Profession. Yeah, exactly. That's what you take when you come.
No, I do a little too much. But no, I mean, I was seeing that. That will be a mosque. The Vatican will be a big, giant mosque. What will they call it?
They'll call it the Grand Mosque of Rome.
That's it.
Because in Belgium we have the Grand Mosque of Brussels. There's always a title that kind of links it implicitly to the area it's located in. And the Grand Mosque of Brussels was given rent-free for 100 years to the Saudis. Rent-free.
And they're saying, take the crosses down. They're ordering them to take crosses down everywhere in Europe, ordering them. And maybe we should show the Grand Blue Mosque of Istanbul, which was a church. But they teach in U.S. textbooks that Islam built it. A deliberate lie. Look at the beautiful architecture. Islam built it. No, it was built by the...
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.